best tea in the city.
This is the best tea in the city.
On the street.
On the edge. Kai 959.
Welcome to the show. It is a Donner Dag. I'm not here to punish, but to try and make us have a conversation. You know what Donner Dag means, right? Yeah, every day, every week we knew, especially those African / history teachers, all they wanted was to give some corporal punishment. So, but today is really a conversation about nothing like bad timing. And I got very excited this song as the soundtrack. Every time it comes back for more. It is the best tea in the city. Good morning, welcome. We're talking about bad timing. Find yourself in a situation and it just says, Mara wabana. Right now, Murphy's Law with muscles. You're going on with your life, no stress, but then out of nowhere, boom. Take, for instance, the Bayern Munich Senegalese striker, Sadio Mane, Umkhonyana wait. A few days left, in fact, 10 days to go to Qatar World Cup. He's injured and ruled out of the tournament. Nothing like bad timing. You have also experienced it. How? Share. This is the day that the God has ordained that Pause the Book shall be officially launched. Oh, yes. It's available in most bookstores. And it has made it to, in fact, it has been chosen to be part of the Christmas shopping list at Exclusive Books. So, by design, all Exclusive Books should have it. But I've received your complaint that some don't. And we have escalated that. And I'm sure they will do right. Okay. However, we are having a book launch after party tonight. So, if you're around, please make a turn. Mall of Tembisa. Okay. So, come through. I mean, what's a launch without a dance and a song? Come on. Let's do it. From 7 p.m. Yes. Be there for the after party. Now, we all found ourselves in situations of bad timing. The situation where you feel like you just walked straight into a chevron and you thought you were following a bus until you're leading to a T-junction. And then, bad timing. Accident, yes, but bad timing. Not at that moment. You're already running late for a wedding or a funeral, and then your car breaks down. Middle of nowhere. And how much like I go? It ring hili kana go wanyan. Yeah? But it's all white, ne? Tons of change. You know how to, Mara. Come on. With the manicure and all. Bad timing. You got a good job offer. I wanna know, there's nothing like bad timing here. Able to look like this. You got a good job offer, but the timing was just bad. The job required you to move. You just couldn't. You tried to see if you can. You couldn't move to another city. Oh, here's a good one. Hello, students. Are you here? Hey, good to see you. Tell me your story about bad timing and load shedding and you needed to upload your assignment. Now you know what I'm talking about. Nothing like bad timing. You have found yourself in those situations. My question is, what happened? Sandil?
Madam C, nothing like bad timing. Governor Pehavi had that day, got hot money. So I had to pop up money. The money I had planned to buy a van to expand my business. So yeah, I ain't Bambi.
Yeah. You didn't plan for it. Enuzwenzan. You have to chip in.
Moring Onyaka Outwella Insurance. That day when you decide to wait well. Hey, I'll be taking a little appalling lateral in screen. Hey.
That's the worst. Askies. That's the worst. Outwella Insurance. Rai, man. Sekele sharp. I don't get into any accidents. And then you're like, yeah, Mara. Nothing. Like bad timing. What have you experienced? All right. For instance, getting lost and then getting a punch. Okay, another one. The ATM swallows your card. Forget that you will get it back.
Not at that moment. Not at that time. You need it. Okay. Last one. You've been planning this weekend, girl. All right? You've been planning it. You're going. You're going to spend this time with your partner. Mm-hmm. You told the girls like Jill Scott, I'm going to beat the high score. Guy, that time of the month came early. Talk to me.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag nothing like bad timing. Let's talk about relationships for a second. There's nothing that hurts more like meeting the right person at the wrong time. Everything about them ticks your boxes. However, they're probably not ready to commit. Or just maybe they're in a relationship. Or the timing is just bad. Bad timing. Two, nothing like bad timing, like walking into 2 people fighting. I mean, nothing screams awkward or bad timing like walking in and they're busy exchanging verbal blows. You don't know whether to walk right back out or whether to try and defuse the situation. But you know what's worse? When you are made to pick a side. Oh. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on hashtag nothing like bad timing. Money conversations. Do you know that feeling of walking in on a conversation about money? Be it contributions at work for a baby shower, contributions for a relative's funeral / wedding, or contributions for alcohol or food. Now you're roped in, told you must also contribute. They don't even give you an option to say no. You just walked right into it. We're talking about the things that just happen. And they stop you in your tracks and you realize, oh no, not now. Bad timing, that's what you're talking about. All right? Call it Murphy's Law, call it anything, but honestly speaking, it is just simply that. Bad timing. Mabuhlalari, it was back in 2016, met this guy. I was at a groove. The guy was persistent and so patient with me. But timingly, I was not interested in dating, and he was one of the good ones. Oh, nothing like bad timing. What's your story with that, by the way? Share it. Nothing like bad timing, JJ.
Nothing like bad timing, because now as I'm doing the traffic and I'm looking at this tweet and my phone screen keeps on going off.
Heaven. There you go. Bad timing.
Such bad timing. You know, your phone freezes.
Yeah.
And I'm on A. Imagine.
Exactly.
Hey.
Has it ever happened though, except the screen right now?
It has happened to me going to an interview and then the sole of my heel kind of like...
Hi.
Yeah, it broke.
Oh my.
And no, the shoes were expensive, guys. If I'm just disclaimer there, I just broke and I was going into an interview.
Are you sure they were expensive?
Yeah, they were very expensive.
They let you down.
Yeah, they excuse the pun.
So you tiptoed into there?
Yeah, I had to like limp, but I got the job.
Oh, is it?
It's me.
Oh,
but okay. You know, wow. I had to like limp heading there. Oh, it was so embarrassing. Yeah. Nothing like bad timing.
Mm.
And did they ask about the heel? Because you know how interviewers are.
Why are you limping?
I told them before they asked. I told them already, and that worked in my favor, I think.
Hey? Yeah.
Because I turned it into a joke.
Because there's not. You are already under pressure.
Yeah.
And something happens to put you even more pressure.
That time there's no parking. You're just moving around. Oh.
Kat.
Yeah. I mean, me. I remember once I was ready to go for my spa date. Packed bags, everything, like the works. I'm ready to relax.
Yeah.
Does that time of the month not happen? And that affects me wearing swimming costumes at...
of course.
I can't swim. I can't go to the sauna. What is it?
The sauna.
Yeah. What a mess.
Yeah.
And paid already.
And
you still went, right?
I still went. But it was that kind of month that happens where there was like no indication that it's on the way.
Yeah.
Now I didn't check the dates for
it. No. Here's the worst.
Yeah.
It was a weekend away.
Your
person.
Wow.
And then that time of the month comes.
No, you need to check things like that.
No tango.
No, but like you say, no warning.
I know.
No warning. I mean, what do you do? Do you cancel?
No, you can't. That's ridiculous.
No, but you tell him it's like
It's
just cuddle. Nothing like bad timing.
Talk about bad timing, Bati. Getting lost, that time the petrol gauge, it's on reserve. You're far from the petrol stations. Whilst you're trying to find your way out of that or to the nearest petrol station, you're stuck late at night. I know that.
And then as you're trying to walk to the petrol station because you kind of sense where it should be, it starts raining. And worse, ne? You have your child with you.
For me, bad timing was my wedding. Like my grandmother, she's supposed to walk me down the aisle. She's supposed to be there, do all those things. And guess what? A week before the wedding, she fell. Just wah-wah pants, like fell. And she couldn't be at my wedding because instead of her being at my wedding, her leg was up there in hospital. She couldn't walk, she couldn't do anything. So that was bad timing, which up until now, I like don't understand.
No. Nobody understands bad timing. So ugogo side your money, kahle kahle. You heard about side your money, right? I think he's apparently injured and he stands a chance of being ruled out of the Qatar World Cup altogether. He's been playing well, doing amazing things at Bayern. And now, Mkhwanyana wethu, chances are he won't play. You do have stories about bad timing. All right? Mamukwil goes overseas. Mamukwil, why don't you change money here? No. Aye, I'll do it. Hafitlakwa. Cut. Gone. Kimuchin. Stuck. Bad timing. You know what I mean? It may not just necessarily even be that. It could even be just a simple bad timing joke and the boss was there. Maybe you are the one at fault. Or whatever. Or you walked in. Bad timing. There are so many stories. Share them. Bad timing. Tell me about that moment.
Don't laugh.
Okay.
Don't laugh.
Okay.
This is a task.
Okay.
And it's happened to me a couple of times.
Okay.
But you mustn't laugh or
but
judge
I'm sure
me.
I laughed the first time.
But no, continue. But also don't judge me.
Okay.
So you know when you find a moment, let's say you're in the office or in a busy place, let's say the mall, and you find a place or an area where you see a kobando bazayo, and the bathroom is far.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But inginga, the gas... You understand? So Ibalba, okay? Let me release the album quickly. You understand? A koband, ne? Then as soon as you release Nang Satan walking right in the direction. And the problem is you're the only person there, so obviously it's you. So now you guys are both looking at each other like, okay, I'm sore, ne? I'm sore, but we'll see happy now. We'll see happy. You should have sensed that. Yeah.
I'm going to let it
that rip. Time. You understand? Can I release my album in peace? Leave me alone. Why are you walking behind me? Why? I timed this perfectly. That's bad timing. So now I'm banji. If it's quiet, there's a plan there.
But Vela Mara, why is it that after you have farted and you're alone in that room, somebody will just walk
of
in?
Of course.
Why?
And also in the direction of the...
Why are they walking that direction?
We are.
Mina, I've come to one conclusion.
What is it?
Yeah, it turned.
Oh. Yes. In that case, really small. It's happened at the office as well.
Huh?
Sometimes I don't have time between links. I can't go to the bathroom. So I gotta find them.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Got a big break, Uncle T. You know, a job that I've been wanting. Yeah. I wanted to work at this big company, one of the biggest brands in Africa. It's a financial institution.
Yeah.
And I had to start on the 1st of March. So yeah, things went left. Yeah. They told me that I had to go check my fingerprints. Yo, Hekfita, lista sebam potsor no di fingerprints is a how hadi sharp. couple, and the law says they must remove our fingerprints after 10 years, but my fingerprints were still there after 15 years, and for something that I did not do, but I was accused of. So that really destroyed me completely.
No way. So you didn't get the job? Oh my word, Noni.
I am pregnant and it's bad timing. You know, I wanted to get pregnant since last year to a point where I was even taking meds. You know, I was so ready to be a mom. And now that business is not going well, now boom, I am here. You said you want me. Child, you came at the wrong time now.
Not when I'm broke.
Normally when I take my car to car wash, inside the spare wheel, kinsele wheel span, let check, cause my cheetah is shy sometimes go the car wash. Kainsa on Saturday, kachwala pancha, matata, bad timing, matata. And it was raining. It was on Sunday, basically. Yo, we'll shop eating dog. Come up to Agnes pay with the Akina next.
You must do that when you take it for service, not necessarily car wash. Because car wash, I think you still have a way to check. But I've realized service, spare wheel, what is banner so? They disappear.
Pratibo Simone, Kiribet Timing and Soramane, Coco Molong, why tickets have it? This other guy, Nakumkolo, Taman Pratibosi. Hey man, can this other guy kill Pizimuling in the shelter? Can this Kada guy, Okumkolo Tang Kamrahaka Pratibus? You know, it's a shelter for it also, a fellow machinist for Kafra Chalet. It's like a hater. Yarr, Kamasakang is either Hindot, meeting Patal, and a shelter Kayaka Mole. There was no explanation or inquiry. Hi, Imal Ahiko, Imali Kai Kai, a costar of Pratibus Ville.
As a bad typing you. Karma. Kidding. It is Kai.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.